guys. Welcome to Let's Get Into It. I am your host, Sham.
Hey, this is Big D.
And we want to welcome you to a different type of episode here. So we're going to do it a little bit differently today, right, Big D?
Hell yeah.
We have a fave that we want to bring to you. And I'm sure we're not the only ones that have labeled this television show as one of the best we've seen lately.
Yeah, so far. Yeah, it's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. It had some ups and downs, though. You know, right now we had a downer.
So we are talking about The Chi. This is one of the shows that were created and directed by Lena Waithe. And we are enjoying every bit of it. We're right into season 3. Let's just break down what we've seen from season 1 and 2. And then let's get into season 3. You ready to get into it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to let you kick this one off, though. Go ahead and get it started. You know how you do.
All right. So, a little background. The Chi is a show that's in its third season. And the first two seasons it was really good. It really caught our attention. We got hooked from season 1. And basically, it started off in season 1 surrounding this character named Brandon. So basically, The Chi is a drama that comes on Showtime and is set on the south side of Chicago. And from what I see in the news right now today, the setting is not far from the truth of how things may be in Chicago, or as some people call it, Chi-rack.
Maybe there's a little, because that's not the whole story.
What do you mean by that?
Man, you hear how Chicago really is. I mean, we just seen a little snippet of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm just saying that there's a lot going on. So
yeah, it's a lot.
The story centers around Brandon, who is the main character. And basically, his background is he's coming from a poor neighborhood. He's gone to culinary school. He's this great chef. He has his girlfriend who is a real estate agent. They have a great apartment. They're doing well. But from the first episode, his little brother gets killed. Coogie.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so Coogie get killed. And that whole first season is about trying to figure out who killed him, what happens to that character that kills him, and all of the characters that surround it. Like, everybody plays an integral part in just making sure that Brandon stays on the up and up. It's like it's a whole thing about keeping Brandon on track, the right track.
You know, somebody else got killed in that same episode. Well, in that same season, but not
the basketball player.
Yeah, the basketball player.
Yeah.
So it's two young cats that got killed in that show.
True.
Real quick, you know.
Yeah. So, and it turns out that the killer of Coogie is the father to the basketball player that also got killed. So that brings in these drug dealers, or the 63rd Street Gang, that really rounds out the key characters in that whole season.
Right.
All right. So basically at the end of season 2, so spoiler alert. So if you haven't watched it and you're interested because we're bringing it up, just know that we are about to go into what happens so we can get into season 2. So, spoiler alert, season 1, we find out that there is a character by the name of Ronnie, who is he got out of the army or the military or some type of service, and when he came home, he had a hard time getting back on his feet.
Yeah, it was the military service, and he moved back in with his
grandma.
His grandma, yeah.
He looked old enough to be her child.
Yeah, I know, right?
He was like, grandma.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. I was just sitting there, I'm like, what? This dude calling the grandma?
That's his mama.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Right,
whatever.
And later on in season 3, we get to meet his dad. So anyway, that's just another thing.
That was the end of season 2, wasn't it?
I know it was later. It wasn't season 1. So season 1, we're like, grandma.
Season 2, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so Ronnie ends up going to prison for Coogie's murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's basically where it starts. And then One other key character, Kevin. Kevin is the son of a lesbian couple. He is the brother to Keisha.
Right.
Keisha, who is another key character. We'll talk about her when we start in on season 3. But just know that it's just the two of them. They're really close. And they seem to have a pretty stable household.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can with... I don't know. I'm going to leave that one.
What do you mean? Like, you mean like with a lesbian mom?
Yeah.
You don't know anything about
no,
it.
No, so, I don't.
Right, so we ain't going to touch on that.
Yeah, you'll gonna leave that one.
That's right. All right, so those are the key characters. Oh, and Emmett. We can't forget about Emmett. Emmett is a hustler. No big D. Why? Is that a song or something?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it is because Emmett, you know, that is a thing after the football player named Emmett.
Okay. All right. So back on track. Let's get back on track.
Yeah.
All right. So Emmett is also a key character, and Emmett is a hustler. I mean, he spends, I would say, seasons 1, 2, and 3, he's just trying to find his way to the money.
Yeah, he's been steady.
Yeah,
he's in his whole character. Yeah. Nothing ever changed in his character.
Yeah, he got 50-11 baby mamas.
Except for right now. I think he's trying to change. I don't know.
Huh?
Can it change this time?
What do you mean?
From where we are right now that we'll get to.
You still trying to jump into season 3?
No, I'm not trying to jump. I'm just, you know, I'm just giving an update. But I'm just saying, at the same time, see, why you got to be like this?
Nah, so stay focused. Season 1, Emmett shows up.
She's looking at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. Like I'm finna jump over what she's saying. And I'm just talking, you know, about Emmett. And I ain't talking about the whole thing, y'all. But go ahead. Say what you gonna say. She always trying to bust my bubble, but go ahead. All
right, so back on track. Emmett is trying to work with Brandon. I'm calling him by his real name. Brandon trying to work with him, and Brandon really ends up with like a food truck, right? So he went to culinary school.
Right.
So his cousin gave him some money or bought him a food truck. And so that is how Brandon really sets the stage. And that's how he gets involved in a whole bunch of other things, because he has that food truck. He's in the wrong neighborhoods at the right time, just trying to find his place. And Emmett wants to work with him. Emmett's like, I want to sell shoes out the back of the truck. I want to help you. Let's do it. He is the quintessential hustler. He takes your idea and then he adds something to it, and then he acts as if that's his idea. Like, man, I'm here to help you. I'm trying to get you to the money. But he...
Well, what he was trying to do is find himself. And what he...
Who? Emmett?
Yeah.
Emmett always knew who he was. Emmett has not changed. Like you said before, Emmett has been getting to the money.
Yeah, he did know who he was. He was trying to figure out what to do with it.
Nah, he always jumps on somebody else's idea. Even when we get set season 1, he jumps on the idea with Brandon. Season 2, he jumps on the idea with somebody else. Somebody. Season 3, he gets on the idea with his baby mama and then to Sonny Barbecue. It's never his idea. He just takes somebody else's dream and then he turns it into his own, and somehow, some way, he doesn't seem like the villain when he does it. And really, if I was one of the people that he did that to, I would be so upset. So anyway, I do not agree that he doesn't know where he is or who he is. He absolutely does, and he tries to convince other people that he knows their goals too. And it's been working for him.
Yeah, it's been working pretty good for him. He's been hustling.
Yep.
Striving alone.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's been surviving. All
right. So, yeah, we couldn't leave out Emmett. So, we've touched on Brandon, Emmett, Kevin, Keisha, Ronnie. And is there anyone else that we need to... Red.
Oh my goodness.
How can we forget Red? All right, so.
Now, I think that's a real Chicago man right there, yeah. Red. So, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about him, too.
Mm-hmm. Because Reg is the gang. First, he was just the gang member of the 63rd Street Gang. But then he became the leader after he took out the full leader.
Right.
And he's also Jake's big brother. And Jake is one of Kevin's friends. It's a really sad story with Jake. Because Jake is just a child. And he's seen too much. I mean, his brother has shot and killed someone right in front of him. His mom is on drugs, can't take care of him. Later we found out he has an older brother who was in prison. It's just nothing seems to work out for him.
Nah, but, you know, he still keep a level head. And, you know, he stay, well, his friends keeping them together.
Yeah.
You know, it keep him kind of a kid, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, he still hang out with them. They mm-hmm. do things together. He done got him in trouble. They done got him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pretty good relationship. But that, what is it, the little fat boy. Little boy, you know what
Papa.
I'm saying?
Papa. Papa.
Yeah.
Papa is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a little dough boy.
Don't call him that. You're just looking at him. But actually, he may be a big boy, but his character is also big. He kind of keeps Jake and Kevin from getting in too much trouble. Season one, he's the one that keeps them stable, keeps them together, and keeps them from doing too much.
But you know what?
He's the glue.
Yeah, I think his character finna change, though.
Oh, yeah.
If they do season 4, I don't think he gonna be that type of person.
Oh, we haven't even gotten into that, but I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be that type of person, yeah, at all. Because the way his dad is...
Ooh, what kind... Hey, I'm just gonna say this. It's not... I've seen politicians come into churches and preach and try to sway people to vote for them. I've seen it in real life. But the stuff that they're showing us behind the scenes, man, I hope that's not true. But I don't know. All right, so season one, you got me talking about season 4. Season one rounds out with those major characters, and it ends with Brandon getting caught up with Duda. So Duda is the leader of the 63rd Street Gang. I don't know if they're calling him a leader or the sponsor, but he makes the money. He cleans the money. He's the one.
Yeah, probably like the Godfather.
He is also a politician running for mayor? He's running for mayor. So he is, in the first season, introducing himself to everyone. He shows up in the first season?
No, he wasn't in the first season, but he was in the second season.
All right, so.
But he was in jail. Or something like that. He was running stuff from inside jail.
What? No way. So how are they not bringing that up as he's running for office?
I don't know.
All right, so.
You know, but, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, is left out of his past. Maybe that's what they finna talk about, you know, with his paperwork and stuff.
Let's see. All right, so season 2. You start with season 2.
Well, with season 2, there were a lot of closing doors.
Well, I say a few closing doors. Not a lot. Maybe a few. You had Ronnie running around with women and stuff like that.
Ronnie?
Yeah. You know, he had dated the nurse for his grandma.
Yeah. Emmett's mama.
Emmett's mama.
So we didn't introduce her, but yeah, she became a key character in season 2, right? Yeah. So Ronnie was dating her his son's mama.
Yeah, and his son's mama. But it was his son's mama first. Then it was her after she kind of, I guess what, stringed him along to find out who the killer was of her son and all that stuff. And come to find out, you know, they end up, the baby daddy of the boy find out who killed him. And
This was season two?
Yeah.
Season two is when they revenged the basketball player's death.
Revenge.
So season one, Coogie's killer was found, and of course it was Ronnie. Yeah. And while Ronnie was in jail, was he in jail when his son's death was avenged?
No, he was out.
Okay. But this other gangster was there.
Yeah, he came
I'm still
along.
Confused about
he came
him.
Along toward the end.
And disappeared just as soon as he came. And I'm really upset about that.
Right. So he was asked by the boy's mama to find out. She was trying to find out who killed her son from whoever she can get to do it. Since Ronnie had killed Coogie, they were on like a high. Yeah, he was on the high. Well, you know what? I got the balls to do this. Let's go do it. I got you. And he'll do anything for a woman that he liked. It just so happened she was asking to kill somebody.
And he was down for it.
Yeah, he was down for it. All now, right. the other mama that he was with wasn't asking him to do anything like that.
Emmett's mama?
Right. But he just... I forgot how he messed that up. I think he messed that up for fooling
around. No. He messed that up because he came over there drunk.
Oh, yeah.
They were supposed to go out on a date. She got all fixed up, and he came over there drunk as a skunk. And she's like, I'm not finna deal with someone who, first off, don't have a job, don't have a place to stay for real, living with his grandma, and also maybe an alcoholic. Don't need that type of trauma in my life.
She cut him loose.
Rightfully so.
And, he kept trying to go back after him.
So, Ronnie had woman problems, but... I think that was the most boring part of the whole season for season two.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you still had, Brandon, doing his cooking and got robbed. And then you had the little gangster run in, the 63, the 63rd,
Reg, and Reg was something else.
Yeah, he
him
ran
and Jake. Jake was, that was a big part about Jake.
Yeah.
Keisha was running around. She was sleeping with her teacher.
Yeah.
It was so much stuff. So season two got into the nitty gritty of the characters. And we kind of got a chance to see their personal lives. Not just on the surface of what their motivations were, but kind of what they were doing when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. But you can see Red's coming to an end and that.
No, man. Didn't.
At first you didn't. But that's just the way gangster life is, though. You're in the gangster life like that and you want to rise up to the top. The top person ain't going to let you get too close to the top because they see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
They already seen that, they put their gun in Red's hand. He took that dude out with no hesitation.
Yeah, and little Jake saw that.
Little Jake saw it. They saw it. So, guess what?
Now they got their eye on him.
Yeah, now they got their eye on him. He didn't hesitate to do that.
Right, that's like a catch-22 when you in a gang. So, they want you to have that courage to do that. But they also side-eye you because you have that courage to do that. Like, you got the balls to do something like that to someone else. They start to think... You could do that to me, too.
Well, yeah, I guess you can say that. And then, on the other hand, is he trying to take my job? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was a threat.
Okay.
He's a threat to them in the episode.
Well, here's the tipping point that they blamed it on. So, Ronnie's grandma, they wanted her out that house, right?
Right.
And so, they sent some people in there to scare her, to rough her up a little bit. But instead, those gangsters went in there and beat that lady up.
Yeah.
To the point where she had to leave, was in the hospital.
Yeah, and it turned a whole lot of things go wrong with her character after that.
And then Duda is like, I didn't tell y'all to do that. I told y'all to go and scare her a bit, but y'all went and beat her up and almost killed her. Y'all got to die. So it was like he was finding any little reason to kill them. So what you said just made sense. He's really was just protecting his his place in that organization. Right. Good point. Good point. All right. So at the end of season two, what happens?
Well, at the end of season two, well, down goes Ridge.
Down goes Ridge. You know, they shot him.
They shot him just like we thought. He had, right before that, hooked up his brother to try to become, I guess, somewhat involved.
Not by choice. He didn't want to do it. Was like, I want your brother. I want Jake working for me. And so Reg was like, what can he do for you? He's just a kid. He's trying to protect his little brother.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Duda was like, oh, he going to be a problem.
Anybody who that dude looked at side eye or looked at in his face like.
Oh, was gone.
Yeah, he gone.
Yeah.
He gone. Your days are numbered. So, yeah, he had a number on Brandon's and he had a number on him. Although he's not saying he killed Brent.
We do need to. So that takes us, basically, I think we can flow on over into season three. This one, okay, this is going to take us some time, all right? So we just gave an overview of season one, season two. All the characters that we just named in season one, season two are main characters, right? The story takes place around their lives. Now, we get into season three, and it starts with, it starts with the wedding, right?
Yeah, it starts with the wedding.
Kevin's parents, his two moms, are getting married.
Yeah.
And then it goes over to a funeral.
Yeah, he leaves and goes to a funeral. He went from a wedding to a funeral.
Right.
From happy to crying, and from crying to sadness. He did a lot of emotions in one day. That's crazy. But in this season, though, it's a whole lot of drama. It's a whole lot of sadness. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whole lot of sadness. There's a whole lot of changes. We need to prepare the folks. So if you haven't watched the series and you started season three, you're fine. There's nothing for you to catch up on. I mean, it's like they started a whole nother story without the other thing. It's no comparison or no connection to me from season one, season two, and then on to season three.
Yeah, I think it's a reboot. I guess you want to say it's a small little reboot.
I don't know. Yeah.
Now in season three, you started with a death of his brother.
I get that type of connection.
So I guess it come like full circle, I guess.
So first off, Brandon got fired from the show, right? Brandon's character was let go because of what Jason Mitchell was doing on the actual set. They claimed that he was sexually harassing his castmates.
Right, right.
So not only did he leave or get fired, but his girlfriend, who was the real estate agent, who played a big part in the series, also left. His mom.
Yeah, we still not sure if she left on her own.
There was nothing there for her. What was she going to? Her whole role was around selling that house.
Yeah.
Dealing with Brandon, his mama, his stepdad, just that. They got rid of Brandon's entire family.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of wonder, you know, looking back at the show, their relationship, their involvement in the show, I kind of wonder if that just kind of flipped over into real life for him. What you think about that? What? I mean, do you think it just flipped over in real life for him?
What you mean?
You know, what they were saying that went down between the two.
The sexual harassment?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, though.
Sexual harassment. He sexually harassed his castmates.
That's what said out there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Because, you know, she ain't came out with the interviews that she has given. She haven't ever said what actually happened. Now, Brandon, he haven't. The interviews that he's given about the situation was that they didn't tell him anything. So he don't know what actually went down. He had a couple of incidents between a couple of people, I think, somewhere around the show. And he didn't know what was actually...
You're speaking like you know him. Here's the thing about that.
I was just listening to the interview that he got.
Defending him, okay, but you saying it like you were sitting there. You spend a lot of time on what he talking about he didn't know. Like he was falsely fired. This dude not only sexual harassed someone on that particular set, but this goes back.
That's what he said.
He's a liar.
You know,
if I can look at TV and say this is why they got rid of you, he shouldn't be talking about I have no idea why they did that.
Well, if you went and filed a claim for sexual harassment with your employer, they're not going to tell you too much about it. They're going to ask you about it. They're not going to go too far in depth. They want to see what your side of it is and see what you know.
If you were falsely accused of sexual harassment or fired from a job because of it, what would you do? What would you do?
Man, I don't even know.
You know what I would do? I would go to some type of, if I'm an actor, an actor's right organization, working in corporate America, the EEOC. They are going to hear about this because nobody's going to falsely fire me for something that I didn't do. You need proof. Yeah, not just somebody else's word against mine.
Yeah, and he said, I think, in an interview, I think it was with Charlamagne, and, you know, that he just wanted to just let the whole thing go.
That sounds like a guilty person. Okay, let me just say.
He said he had a girlfriend, and I'm not sure if he's still with the same girl or not. But he you know, in that interview, I think it was in November of last year when he gave the interview. But he's denying whatever went down in that show.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, well.
But I'm just saying.
I have no proof. But when I hear things like that, I have to be honest. My mind goes to the stories.
Are true.
Sound more like the truth.
Yeah.
Me not knowing either party. I don't know any one of their characters, personalities, anything. I start thinking, okay, which one of them is sounding like guilt? Which one of them is sounding like, you know, they're feeling bad about it? I just need to listen for those little things. And him saying things like, I have no idea why they got rid of me, why I was dropped not only from that show but from my Netflix series, and also I'm just gonna let it go, I'm not gonna say anything else. And then I do have to be honest, sometimes in Hollywood they will pick on people if say like the directors or the people who have all the money can't get their way. So I know that's a possibility, but my brain is right around him just need to own up to it. If he's doing it, stop. If he's not doing it, he need to go to some folks who's gonna help him, because this
I mean, after that he had, you know, the little gun charge in Mississippi.
He did something on a plane. He was acting up on an airplane. It was a lot of that's why I'm like,
he's had some incidents.
Yeah,
I mean, but I, you know, that's stuff we heard of, you know, that he did in public, in the public eye. It's just that situation, because both of them being closed mouth about it. I think she did something back in May, or said something back in May
about him,
about what happened.
They both lost their jobs, so it all comes down to get us back focused on the show. They both gone. The whole family gone. The mama, the stepdad, Brandon, his girlfriend.
Yeah, Brandon is for sure gone. They can come back.
No, did you not see how his mom left? Like, I'm never coming back to Chicago. She lost both of her kids. I mean, why would she come back? Why would she show back up? It's nothing tying her to Chicago. As a matter of fact, in season 2, she was gone for the majority of that season. Up there visiting her sister in another state. She wasn't even there. It's like nothing tying her to it. So, she's not coming back. The stepdad had no scenes without Brandon. None. It was like he was just in the house to entertain Brandy. So that's it. They're gone.
You may be right. Yeah. But the girlfriend, you know, she had ties with selling real estate. She was dealing with them drug dealers. So, you know.
She ain't coming back.
You don't think she's coming back?
No, she lost her job. All of them lost their job. But that brings us back to season 3. All right. So Brandon's all gone. Another change that has occurred is Kevin's stepmom, the one his mama just married, it's a totally different character. That's okay, but they thought they could just slide this new stepmama in there and we wouldn't notice. They look nothing alike. I mean, her first girlfriend was very feminine. This one is very masculine.
Well, you have to do what you have to do sometimes.
Yep, but that I just wanted to make sure we pointed out some changes. What else has changed? Okay, at the end of season 2, Reg was shot, but I didn't know he had gotten killed. So that was unexpected for me.
I mean, with the way they loaded into him, I knew he was gone.
And the blood was coming out of his mouth.
I mean, the ambulance ain't nowhere close to a black neighborhood. You know, they all way on the other side of town, so you know.
You're right.
He's gone just like the other part.
Just like Brandon. All right, so Brandon's gone. Red just gone. Brandon's entire family's gone. Kevin has a new stepmom. And what other changes happened in season three before we dive into what really happened?
Well, you know, what's his name? Jake?
Yeah.
You know, his brother came back.
Oh, New Ridge. That's what people are calling him, New Ridge, because we don't know his name.
Yeah, so his brother came back.
The one that was in jail that I referred to before, he's back.
So he's trying to, you know, clash with the big 63 boss, Duda. 63rd boss, you know Duda. What I'm saying?
So Jake is living with Duda now. So if you remember, Duda is the politician slash 63rd Street gang leader, or grandfather, godfather, as you know. So he's living with, Jake is living with Duda, and Duda is acting as his foster or adopted dad right now. And now Duda has a wife. His wife, he was already married, but she never showed up season two at all. And guess who is playing the wife?
Yeah, what's that lady?
Candy.
Name? Candy. You know, from Candy from, what's that singing group back in the day? Oh, what's the singing group? Come on, man. You know.
All I want to say is.
You know you're old. You're old with this.
Okay, I see. You know, we're moving on. It's Candy from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we'll start with that. She's also used to be in a group a long time ago. But basically.
Yeah, with T.I. wife.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Basically, she is his. What do you call it? Like
God, mama. Cause they
No. Oh, like you talking God about to Jake? I mean to Duda. That's his wife, but also his campaign manager.
Right. Exactly.
So she's running things, but it's real shady. Shady. She's always been down with this.
Now, with their background, you know, she cheated on him. Yeah. With another girl.
His secretary.
Yeah, his secretary and. So, you know, he a little upset with that. So he don't like her dibbling and dabbling in a lot of business. She trying to take over. You know, she trying to take over like she running in the campaign that he's running. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like that's her thing, though. She's good at it. I mean, she throws money around. She's sleeping with people. I got a feeling that she's sleeping with the pastors after that little soiree.
What are you getting out of that? I don't understand that.
We talking about Papa's dad, the pastor?
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
You know, they're mixing politics and religion.
I know, but they paying him.
Paying him to persuade his flock.
How you get that on the back end, though? How you get...
So, they paying him money?
That's player stuff.
That's some crazy junk. And I hope that ain't how it is in the real world, but y'all know what y'all going through out there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Man, I'm sitting over there like, God, dog, man, how you doing all this?
Talking about, can she come back for another meeting? Because I just have some more I need to talk to her about. And then Duda's like, yeah, she can be real persuasive. But at the whole time, he's getting mad at her. Let's take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors. If ever in need of any funeral type services or are looking for a company that cares, check out Young's Funeral Home at 1553 Old Athens Road in Gainesville, Georgia. It's owned and operated by Chris Young, and he would be happy to provide intimate and funeral services for the people you love the most. Check them out.
Okay, we're back.
We just missed a whole part about season three. We just talked about some things. But y'all, season three was all about escape. So
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So if season two was about closing the doors, season three was about busting them wide open and running through them.
Yeah. Especially with Kevin's little sister, Keisha, getting kidnapped.
So Keisha has always been a little just mature slash immature. It's like she wanted to be growner than she was. I mean, we talked about in season two, she was sleeping with the coach of her track team at her high school. When season three gets around, she's graduated.
She was sleeping with a lot of people.
She slept with Emmett. You know, all of that. But she was wide open. She was sneaking them in and all this stuff. Season three gets around. She's graduating from high school.
Yeah.
Right? She's looking forward to going to college, going to Pepperdine University. Yeah.
Running track.
And she just, her and her brother have a good relationship. So when she's going to do her dirt, they kind of come, yeah, they get on the same page about what's the story they're going to tell Bombs. So in this particular episode, season, she goes to her boyfriend's house, but she's dressed really risque. She has on like a bodice top and her midriff is showing, very short shorts, to the point where she had to deliver some money to Emmett. And again, Emmett got about 45 baby mamas, but right now he's living with one of his last baby mama. I believe it's his last baby. They all look like they're around the same age, the kids of his. But so when she takes the money over to his house, his current girlfriend is like, look, I don't care about you coming to see him, but don't come over here dressed in like a hooker. Because she literally looked like a hooker.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did at that, at that point.
And so Keisha's like, look, I'm not trying to get involved with your little mess because really Emmett got too much going on. Yeah. She's like, I dressed like this for my boyfriend. So she left him, left his house after she delivered the cash and went to the bus stop to catch the bus or wait on her boyfriend. I'm not sure. I assume she was catching the bus.
I guess she was waiting on him because she was texting the one.
Yeah, but I forgot to read exactly what the text said. But basically she was at the bus stop and the bus was coming because the bus eventually showed up. And as she was sitting there, Ronnie was, a big part of season one, season two. He's the war vet. His grandma is in a home now, so he's homeless, basically.
Yeah, and he was trying to turn his life around. It's trying to do good deeds for people.
This dude, he was trying to do that for himself. After he killed that little boy and then found out that little boy was not the killer of his son,
right?
It kind of hurt him. So he spent time in his own living hell. That was him putting himself in there, trying to do things to redeem himself.
Right.
Not for anybody else. It was for himself. So Ronnie passed by the bus stop. Looked at Keisha. He looked at her like he knew her from somewhere.
Right, right.
It was real creepy. Even Keisha was like, ooh, let me close up my shirt over my bra.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn around.
Yeah, it was. She was looking like, what is your problem? But to me, he was looking like, I know who you are. I'm not sure why you out here. I actually want to speak to you. I promise you, I was putting all that in his head. I want to say something to you, but I'm not. I'm gonna keep walking. And then the next thing we saw was the bus.
Come to the bus stop, and then guess what? Keisha's shoes.
Was her shoes there?
Yeah.
I know I saw her shirt and I saw her phone, but there was no Keisha.
Yeah.
So, I mean, her shoes might have been there. You might have seen something out of
it. It was a shoe, I guess.
But Keisha was not there, and that begins season three. And currently, season three is going on. There's one more episode left, but basically,
Keisha was kidnapped for a few episodes.
Yeah, by some random dude. We don't even know where he came from. By some random dude. So all these characters, and they introduce a brand new person, another brand new person in season three.
So that was pretty much the main highlight of
season three.
Yeah, season three, that she was kidnapped for most of season three. They finally found her.
Ronnie
found her,
Ronnie found her.
Right.
But he found her only after his grandma passed away.
Yeah.
His but grandma he was passed away. To find her. Well, his grandma told him. He was talking to his grandma. He was like, this girl has gone missing. And his grandma said, you're going to find her. Everything's going to be okay because you're going to find her. So it was almost like that was the last thing that his grandma, the last task that his grandma gave him before she passed away.
Right.
And he was going to make sure he did that. And sure enough, even though it happened real crazy, because he heard a woman screaming, it was like a blackout in the city. And Keisha kind of almost got away some kind of way because the guy who kidnapped her left the house, and after the lights went out, the cameras that he had on her were out too. So she was like, oh, this is my chance to escape.
To go, yeah.
And so she tried to escape, got out the door. As soon as she got out the door, what did she do? Flop on the ground, Lord. She flopped on the ground and was like, I'm free. She two steps out his house and ain't gonna flop on the ground. No. I need for you to run and never look back. That's how you escape.
Yeah. Going home.
Right. It wasn't like she was chained up in a corner. It was just, you free. Run. Run as fast as you can. And sure enough, he came out there and he grabbed her. As the kidnapper was grabbing her, she was screaming. And Ronnie was just walking down the street because, again, he's homeless. And he hears the girl screaming.
Right.
And that what led to the next episode where he's coming to the house where he heard the screams, all this. I mean, they did a lot for the girl that went missing, the visuals and all that stuff. And here this girl knowing everything that they're doing.
Was she at a TV or something? How did she? She knew, but I don't know how she knew either.
I don't know how she knew, but she knew. Yeah. You know, about the things that was going on. I think it was a TV. Maybe the guy was saying.
No, I think it was a TV.
It was?
Yeah, because later on.
But you know what? A kidnapper and stuff always have a TV for you to watch to let you know people out there looking for you. But they ain't never gonna find you. Yeah, I guess that's the way they do. Crazy. Because just like where they found those white girls, the worst looking black dude.
Right. I need to check on him and see what he's doing. Yeah, so yeah. But you're right. So he heard her screaming. It went from that scene from him going over to the dude's house, the kidnapper's house, hearing her voice coming from the vents, and he heard her. Well, I sure enough thought that next episode he was gonna go back and start looking for her. But no, he took his grandma to a jazz club that she used to own, and then she passed away. So we went from us almost getting Keisha out that kidnapper's house to the grandma, right, the grandma dying. And we like, wait
a minute. How did that
Watch y'all do that.
Yeah. And then it went from that whole episode. Then after that, the next episode, they find her.
They find her. He went back. So what we thought should have happened right after that, I don't know, episode number 5, whatever. But he went there and he tried to help her escape. But he went there and it was so funny how he found a wrench in the trash or a bin. Yeah. Like this dude who keeps a girl locked up in his basement or whatever, where she was, has tools out there that somebody can easily use to break into his house. Yeah. And Ronnie knew exactly where to go to get it.
Right.
That was just too obvious. Yeah. I didn't care for that. But anyway, I wanted her to be helped. So however they did it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too. Because I was wondering how Brandon was going to help him, as frail as he is.
He is a weak. Oh my gosh, he's the weak.
Yeah, then when he went in there, you know, I would think that, I mean, he always go in there with bravery, you know what I'm saying?
Right, he can't do nothing.
So he like, man, if he get caught, I'm gonna just have to, you know.
He can beat fight. Him every time. Yeah. He can't fight.
So I'm up here thinking like, yeah, he gonna fight. You know, he gonna get in there and hit brother with the the wrench. If, you know, if it come down to it, the crowbar, or whatever. You know.
No, and, he didn't do none of that. He got beat up.
He dropped.
Keisha
the crowbar.
Beat him
he
up.
Got hit and with, dropped the from crowbar. Behind. Mm-hmm. Dropped the crowbar. Got beat up. And the girl had to pick the crowbar up.
Yeah.
And hit the dude several times and save herself and run outside. Lord. This time when she ran outside, she was totally free.
Yeah.
But she did get away from the house this time.
She did, because hopefully she learned from her mistakes, and I don't know. But Ronnie ended up getting hurt. Keisha ended up killing her kidnapper. So she hit him until she couldn't hit him anymore. And by the time she was done, he was dead.
Yeah.
So Keisha was kidnapped. The guy did a lot of things to her. Everything that you can imagine, he did those things. Because they did leave a lot of it to our imagination.
Yeah, sent her through a lot of trauma, which would happen to anybody that's in a situation like that. It was seeing you through a lot of trauma, you know, in situations like that.
Yeah.
So that goes from that, from her family happy that they found her and trying to get back to where
they're normal.
Yeah, they norm was, but
no, they can't do that.
You can't do
that. It don't happen like that. Now, we didn't even talk about this, but what about Keisha and Kevin's stepmama?
Yeah, Lord.
She's the worst stepdaddy mama I've ever seen in my life.
She's selfish. She just selfish.
Well, she doesn't understand how to be a parent. First off,
yeah.
Keisha was gone for 2 months, and she goes in there trying to rearrange the room, trying to pack up Keisha's stuff. And the mama told Dre to leave, because at this point, it's like, you don't care anything about my child. This is my child, not yours. You'll never understand it. Now, she did explain later that basically she just wanted to protect her wife. So she was putting her wife before everything, and she wanted to remove the things that were reminding her wife of how unhappy she was. So that's what came out later. I don't agree with it.
What she wanted is everything to be normal.
Yeah.
In the house to
and
her.
And that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. Then this happened. They ain't even got a chance to be newlyweds before this junk happened.
It's true.
That's what she trying to get back as quick as possible. First they off, went from being newlyweds to grieving.
To grieving instantly. But Keisha and Dre didn't have a good relationship. Keisha didn't like her stepmom. She didn't like her.
But was she like anybody over her dad?
What happened to their dad? Why isn't their dad in the picture?
I can't even remember.
Y'all do your own research and find out what happened to the dad.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess y'all gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, said it. We almost to the current episode. Okay, Keisha's working through her grief. She's having anxiety attacks. She's not sleeping. She's trying to figure out what people think of her and what she thinks of herself. It's just a lot of self rediscovery. And something else happened. Keisha is pregnant.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's pregnant and trying to figure out what she gonna do. I think she had came to a conclusion about having an abortion.
Yeah, but then, it ended when she was having some second thoughts at the very end.
You know, we had tragedy at the end of that.
I tried to forget.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget too. But that's, I mean, Running Man.
Y'all, they shot Running.
They shot Running. After two episodes, you know, he done killed Cootie back in the first episode.
Two years ago.
Now you gonna turn around and take Ronnie out?
But the thing about it was Ronnie was about to leave.
Right. Yeah, he was finna join his friends to make some money, because that's the only thing stable that he had. He was finna try to come up. You know, he had gotten $5,000 for being a hero. Right after then, he had a hero send-off,
He had a hero send-off at the church.
No,
you talking about at the restaurant?
At the restaurant.
I don't think that was a hero send-off. They gave him some food. He jumped free the line. Food,
man.
Was it free? Because he said...
Jumped the line and free food.
It wasn't free.
Yeah, it was free.
I don't think it was free.
Why not?
Because Emmett was telling everybody that you can't have no free food. This dude trying to make money. That's all Emmett care about is money. Speaking of that, Emmett about to mess up his relationship. So no, Emmett,
I think they already setting that up for that to be a failure. They talking about the ring that he gave his parents.
Yeah, his parents.
His parents sent over that dog in the ring out.
No, but I think his baby mama is cheating too.
Cheating with who?
Probably. It was a couple of episodes back where this guy was trying to sleep with her and telling her that when she's ready for a real man, come see her. And it's actually Corey Hardrick, who is Tia Mari's real life husband. But I think that would be a perfect character for him. Anyway, because I love to see him act. But Emmett deserves it. Because Lala Anthony is now in the episode. She's in the series. And she's like the cook that Emmett has hired to work with her.
She's a disaster for everything.
I remember her from Ghost.
Disaster.
Tasha gonna come see
mess up everything. Every time you see her, here come trouble.
I think she's always playing the sweet innocent, but she's real sexy in her role. Yeah, but anyway, they slept together, and she seemed like she was a little upset because y'all, Emmett done proposed to one of his baby mamas, the last baby mama. The one who I just said may be cheating. She even hesitated when he was like, will you marry me? And she was looking around like, he was like, you gonna answer me, girl? And she was like, yes. And so everybody was against it. His mama, his daddy, Lala, of course. Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
So what else did I forget? Because, you know, I'll be trying to jump.
Man, that's about it. Now we just got to wait out for the next episode basically come out and see what happens.
All right. So what do you think is going to happen?
Man, I don't know, man. I sure hope they put Randy in the hospital.
Randy dead.
He's not dead.
This dude talking about something. He might not be dead. Randy got shot in the head. Let me tell you.
He didn't bleed.
Okay.
He didn't bleed. That's all.
Don't tell them your story. No, what man. You think is gonna happen.
No. He's just laying there. He just sleep.
This is what I think is going to happen. Yeah, that folder that Jake and the new Reggie gave to.
That's going to cause a problem.
Lena Waithe's campaign, because she's a character in this season as she's running against Duda. Man, I need to know what's in that folder. I think stuff gonna hit the fan in this episode, but I need them to tie some loose ends. I need to know how Brandon got killed. They really need to. It's people in this group on Facebook that I'm in that discusses the show. that are all like, why? What happened to Brandon? We need closure. We need closure. When you have a main character like that, you need to close it out with us. I need to know what's going to happen with Duda, if he's going to die or go to jail. And that way Jake gets with his brother. And I also got a feeling, because they keep killing off these main characters, if this is going to be the last season. So I need to do some research.
Nah, they pretty much reinvent themselves. I think that's what they're trying to do. So they reinvent, they come back with some more characters, different storyline. I think that's what they do.
Well, we will see. And after that episode, we'll discuss. It'll be a lot shorter. We had to recap all these seasons this time.
Ronnie better not be dead.
Ronnie is dead. Y'all tell him Ronnie's dead. Ronnie better not be dead. If y'all have any other thoughts about the season, what y'all think, go ahead and email us at LGINTOIT. LGintoit@gmail.com. Go ahead and email us and let us know what you think. And maybe we can read some of your comments in our next episode. We would love to hear from you. Right. Yeah, you. We out, y'all.